As springtime spreads across the nation, people opening up their summer homes face surprises and new challenges. One Nebraska resident wrote to a friend back home from her summer hideaway in, well, see if you can guess. Dear Laura, so here I am after an exhausting drive from Lincoln, exactly 1,500 miles and a ferry boat ride. What fun moving into my own little cottage, even if I realize now I barely looked at it last November when I bought it so impetuously. So the first thing I did on day one was plug in the radio.
I'm Stanton.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Bedwards.
Thank goodness.
Start for the summer countdown to the end of our fiscal year here at WGBH. Please call 492-1111 and make a pledge.
That's right, Sharon. It's just a few days this
Oh, well. Week. You can run, but you can't hide. They have this wonderful classical birds program here, only it's BYOB, bring your own bird. And speaking of birds. Would you believe there's a bird nest in the bathroom air vent? I can't see the baby birds, but it sounds so cute in the bathroom. One of my neighbors has acres of lawn around his tennis court. Another cuts his field with a push power mower. My own little yard is basically dandelions and dirt.
They have the locks changed so when they do rent it or whatever, they can't come back and get robbed or have the house cleaned out.
By the way, I heard that last summer there was a drug bust in this house, so I'm changing all the locks.
Snap this bolt off. Come on. Try to snap it off without ruining the threads, I can see.
Went out to meet the neighbor who was cutting his field, adorable, but shacked up. Just then these other neighbors arrived.
How are you?
Nice to see you.
Same again.
Hey, good to see you.
Hi. This is your new neighbor.
How'd you do? How nice. Where are you?
She bought the house next
door. Oh, you did? Oh.
The husband is a fascinating-looking black guy. She's a stunning white woman, very high class. Their house is fabulous, but they live somewhere else and only rent this one out. Across the street, a gal is stripping her louvered shutters with a palm sander. I hate women who have that kind of energy. She has a black guy working for her, or maybe it's her husband. Well, gotta go. To be continued. Dear Laura, so I've been here a week now. This morning found a gusher in the crawl space under the house. Not crude oil, alas. The plumber came, fixed it, and for the past 2 hours has been working on a leaky bathtub faucet.
You're right.
I won't tell you what plumbers charge here. Also had to call an electrician. Seems I didn't notice when I bought it that there's no electric wiring in the whole upstairs and only one phone jack in the house. Right now, one electrician is stringing wires under the house.
If I see blood, I'll stop. I knew that, though. I planned it. I'm taking it out. Here we go. Trying to dig it out.
Actually, this cottage is pretty basic. No interior sheetrock or insulation, no heat or air conditioning. But I love it. All the place really needs is a new roof, new shingles on two sides, and a good paint job inside. And furniture, and some new windows. By the way, I discovered that except for me and the shacked-up neighbor, everyone around here is either African-American or interracial couples. When I bought the house in November, not a soul was in sight, so who knew? So far, I've seen Spike Lee twice, and Lonnie Guinier is coming to do a book signing. Kind of exotic and different, like living in western Nebraska. Laura, you absolutely have to come for a visit. If you come in August, you may even see Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea. And if that doesn't bring you, there's a bakery here called the Black Dog that sells
applesauce cake, strawberry and cream cheese croissants, chocolate croissants, raspberry Danish, sticky buns, cream cheese coffee cake, cranberry butter cake, blueberry butter cake, chocolate dipped raised, all kinds of other donuts.
But you have the money.
Oh, that's right. I have the money.
Talk to you soon. From Martha's Vineyard with love, I'm Nina Galen.